Trustees, headmaster, Mr. Hines, old Caterhamians, staff, families, fellow pupils, and of course, the class of 2019. At a first glance, it's so hard to believe that I've been coming to Caterham for 7 years. From joining in first year with Mr. Owen as my tutor, to now speaking, after sitting through the last 6 head boy speeches, it feels quite strange to be standing here. However, when I look a bit closer, I realise that, despite feeling like the last 7 years have flown by, they actually have not. I've done so much over these last few years and met so many different people that I think it would take me far longer than the 45-minute speech I'm giving today to give... to do my time here justice. What I really want to share with you today, though, is how the people of Caterham School make this place what it is, with personalities ranging from Sasha's, who dislocated his knee doing a Fortnite dance, to Tyler Norwood's, who once fell in love with a mirror. You can never get bored sitting in the sixth form centre. And then you have the teachers, who always give 100% and without a doubt want the best to every student, with the likes of Dr. Dimakos practically living in the maths department. Before my final year here started, I visited Tanzania with the school in the summer. And prior to that trip, I was under the impression that to be head boy of Caterham was a great honour. However, that all changed several days in. We had just set up camp near a city called Arusha, very close to Mount Kilimanjaro, and all was well for the first couple of nights. However, on either the third or fourth evening, when we returned to camp, the ground appeared to be shifting under our feet. Because of the darkness, none really noticed this at first, until we replaced our boots with flip-flops, and then they began to bite. The floor of our campsite was carpeted with army ants. There was screaming and running. Most of it came from Julian Fogg, who genuinely had ants in his pants. It was almost unbelievable as Julian performed an exemplar stop, drop and roll, but he could not get them out. Eventually, Dr. Avery asked for a volunteer to help Julian remove them. But as you can all imagine, no one was particularly keen on picking ants from Julian's underwear. Then Dr. Avery had a thought. You know what? This is the perfect job for the head boy. And using her knowledge as a psychology teacher, got everyone to peer pressure me into it. In all honesty, it wasn't as terrible as it may sound, but I did feel sorry for Julian, because the next day, one of the guides explained how the ant's jaws are used as a substitute for stitches, since their bites are so strong. Another of my favourite activities here has been taking part in the CCF, because it has enabled me to get to know many people throughout the school who I would ordinarily never talk to. It has taught me a lot of things, such as teamwork and resilience, and I think this is highlighted by the October Recruits Camp. On this, I had to look after a room of 20 boys over a weekend, and I thought I had everything I would require. However, at 2 a.m. I realised, while trying to sleep, as the boys were having sleeping bag races, I should not have handed my rifle back in. In seriousness though, those few days of sleep deprivation are really what the CCF is about, bringing together totally different types of people and forcing them to cooperate. And because of this, I can still have a chat with those boys today. Aside from the CCF, my favourite aspect of Caterham school life is the sport, as well as my chosen A-levels, of course, maths, further maths, physics, and chemistry. I love sport here, not just because I enjoy playing it, because of the people sport surrounds you with and the personalities it draws out. One of the strongest memories I have of this was our rugby tour to Australia. To set the scene, we had just played our first match against an under-21 Cairns rugby side and realised that Pacific Islanders were more mountain than man. Having returned to our hotel rooms, word got round that someone had bought a beard trimmer and it was time to indulge in some handsome tour edition haircuts. I remember Grant Davidson was first into the barber's chair, emerging with a largely bald, smooth head. And surprisingly, it would have suited him, except for the lopsided tuft that had been neglected by the buzzer, giving him the look of a pineapple. There were also other unfortunate casualties, with myself and Anton Edwards returning home resembling a pair of Kiwis. That being said, the memories that tour gave us are something I will never forget. And every time there is a reunion, we will always look back fondly to that tour and the great friends who played for, supported, and truly cared for each other. There are also so many other brilliant experiences I've had. The feeling of elation to just beat Colts at rugby after losing 50-0 the year before, and going on hockey tour to Holland with Mr. Schenk leading us through the streets of Amsterdam, who told us to bring our paper money with us for some reason. No other area of school life has given me memories quite as diverse as those associated with sport. And I would urge every people here today to take part in some team activity next year because of the camaraderie and memories it brings. Overall, I want to say a huge thank you to all those people who have made my years here a pleasure. From those in the boarding house, teaching me to play Mahjong, to Mr. Crombie, trying to keep a lid on Simon Dixon's colourful weekend language. Or Mr. Richards, bringing our whole rugby side together when our captain had been diagnosed with a grave illness, who shared his own difficulties with us and created a real sense of support. I don't think I could go through this speech without mentioning my partner in crime, Anna Gardner, who's been brilliant this last year, especially making sure I'm organised. For me, all members of staff have gone above and beyond, given their own time to help succeed, even if it means sacrificing a day in the holidays, and I cannot thank you all enough. All the personalities of Caterham make this place what it is, and to miss out on any of them would be a real shame, which is why I strongly recommend to everyone returning next year to get involved in all aspects of school life, even if it might put you out of your comfort zone. This is because, for me, the advice you are given and dilemmas you are faced with while communicating with the many members of staff and pupils is what has made my last 7 years here invaluable. Finally, there is one duty I have not done as head boy, and that is deal out of detention. So I thought, in order to get the full Caterham experience, this must be done. I'm sorry, brother, but Ben Haynes, you have a detention. Thank you.